Awesome. Let's give them some more love. It's amazing they've been able to do that with three rehearsals. You guys are awesome. Did you want to stay sitting there or do you want to go sit down? Okay. I just want to make sure it's, you know, kind of easy segue for you. Thanks, Linda. So today I'm talking about God and the universe, but I have a joke for you this morning. And it's a Catholic school cafeteria. And at the beginning of the line, there's a big bowl of apples, and the nun had put on the bowl, "Take only one apple because God is watching you." And at the end of the line, there was a big bowl of chocolate chip cookies, and one of the kids put, "Take as many as you want, God's watching the apples." I love that. That would be me. So God in the universe. When I looked at that title, I thought, wow, this seems like a big, expansive subject. Huge. When in reality, we are created from and made of the same God stuff that created the universe. So in truth, when we're talking about God and the universe, we are really talking about that part of us that is at one with God and the universe, that part of the all-loving force that created all that is seen and all that is yet to be seen is realized right where you are. Hallelujah. You're full of it. You're full of that God stuff. And so this morning, I'm going to invite each one of us to expand, to open to the greater possibilities that are here now for us as who and what we each are. And so I'm going to regress a little bit to my own personal story. And this is one I don't think any of you have ever heard. Can you imagine? You know, I was a young wife and mother, and I'm very frustrated, and I cook, and I fix dinner, and I have to tell you, I really don't like that. I don't know why I chose that, but anyway, I had cooked dinner, and everybody I had called to dinner, nobody came except my youngest son, who was about 4 years old. And of course, because I try and see everything from a funny place, I sat there and I told him, I said, "My son, before we come to this world, we're in heaven," I said. And every day I got up early, and I got in line for bank president. And I said, "One day, my boy, I slept in. And I got in line. By the time I got up, the only line that was left was mother. I said, my son, be anything, be a garbage collector, be anything, but don't be a mother." He was 4 years old. He looked at me like, she's really crazy. I wasn't living my life to any kind of full potential. As a matter of fact, it was incredibly frustrating, and I thought that that was all that there was. Anybody relate to that? And I felt that I was imprisoned in that life, and I thought that there was no way out for me. Was as if I was on this hamster wheel, and it was my desire and my imagination that there had to be something better. Thank you, God. And now I am so blessed. My life just gets better and better and better. But however, at that time, what I really want you to get and to understand, no matter what you're going through, no matter where you've been, that there is a greater truth yet to be discovered by each one of us. But we're the ones that have to discover it. Yeah, it wasn't a very happy life then. that wasn't the end of the story. Nothing is ever the end of the story. And so now, every day, I get to do what I love to do, and cooking is not one of them. I love that I married a man who loves salad and barbecue. I am so blessed. You see, we can create whatever we want. Every once in a while, I don't know what I'm thinking, but I think, oh, you know, I used to cook this kind of stuff. Let me try it. And then the kitchen would be a mess. I'd say, what was I thinking? I'd rather read about Ernest Holmes. I'd rather sit and read the Bible. This is who I am. And that's what I want for each one of you. So, however, if you believe, as I did, that you or God or the universe is limited, I'm here as living proof to tell you, any time, any moment, you can change your mind. And you can have a life beyond your wildest dreams, no matter what you're struggling with, no matter what's going on in your life. You have to desire it. You have to be willing to say, I am committed to my own divine nature. I am committed to being greater than I ever thought I could possibly be. And I don't know what that possibility is, but I am committed to it. Whatever reality we live in is created by our own mind. And let me tell you, that person that was so depressed early on, inspiring my 4-year-old son, he just shakes his head every once in a while and he says, Mom, you certainly have lived and are living proof to you can do anything. Because we have to change our mind. I'd like to say it was really easy, but it's not. Anything worthwhile, it's going to take some time and some work. So I'm teaching one of my favorite books, which is The Game of Life. And I wanted you to see this today, because this is what I talked about in the class. And we've talked about this before. Do you like my, I'm getting pretty good, huh? I'm impressed. Okay, I've talked about it before. The subconscious, the conscious, and the superconscious. The subconscious is really what I was living in at that time that I said, my son, be anything, don't be a mother. Because these are all bubbles, you guys. And the bubbles of what people have told us, the bubbles are of where we have come from, the bubbles of what we believe about ourselves, and they just kind of come up in our mind. Anybody have any of those bubbles? Because, see, I still have bubbles. We all do. Because there's this part of the subconscious that is just going to go and repeat what's been said. And that's when we have to take that piece that comes up and say, oh, I'm so sorry, please forgive me, I love you, thank you. We have to understand that that's from our history. Love it to death so it will leave. But love it. Oh, wow, I forgot I used to think that. That's the subconscious mind. And when we live in that place, you can see it's not too happy. And then the conscious mind. The conscious mind is our job, our money, our house, question what's life all about, and maybe some of the people in our life that can be fun or not so fun. And this is mostly where we live from. Anybody relate to that? Now, here's the good news. The superconscious is all of us, not just our head and our mind and our thinking. It is everything that we are. The super consciousness is the God within us. It is the magnificent place within our being that no matter what's going on in our lives, that there is a greater truth beyond that. Everybody breathe into that. See, our job is not to let our history or our past win. and repeating our mistakes. Anybody? And believing that we're limited. Defining ourselves by our history or what somebody said. Gives our subconscious power and allows it to repeat our limitations or our supposed limitations. I don't know about you, but this is definitely the place I do not want to live anymore. Anybody else? Okay, good. Got a couple here. Rest of you, just hang out, okay? I love it. Okay. We don't want to give that subconscious power anymore. Where we are today is not permanent. If you're struggling with anything today, please know it is not permanent. We must each commit to setting a new standard of living for ourselves. I'm learning to do that every day because you see, your life is valuable. And we have to treat our lives with gentle, loving kindness, even the parts of our life that aren't really in alignment with where we want to be totally today. We are each creations of the Most High God. Breathe that in. The greatest gift we can give ourselves is to disconnect from our old stories. Today, allowing a new day to let each of us recognize that we can create in every moment a whole new story. A new story about our life. And we start with saying, I'm blessed. I am made in the image and likeness of the divine nature of my entire being. I'm willing to change my mind. Are you willing to change your mind? The only thing you can change right now, in this moment, this past weekend, I spent the whole weekend at a workshop, and it was leadership of Auburn, and we learned to be solution oriented, and it was great to be with a whole new group of people working together, and our job together is to see each other and to see everyone in our group as successful. And the team I'm in, our theme is the ABC team. That means awesome, brilliant, and clever. And so every place in the house, on my computers, I have the words awesome, brilliant, and clever. And I'm finding it very amazing, even though this is where I think I have lived from. But what's amazing now for me is because I'm with a whole different group than my church family. And I'm using these words and I paste it everywhere. That many ideas are coming to me and many things are happening with this same theme of awesome, brilliant, and clever. And clever ideas are happening. Watch out. And answers seem to find me. Now, we know this. We know that if we set up affirmations, but because now I'm working with a team and you see I'm committed, because I'm preparing my belief system to be just that. What are you preparing your belief system for? We all know this. However, connecting to a group outside of my community is absolutely amazing. So I'm going to invite you, if you don't have a team member in this community today, I'm going to invite you that somebody that you like and admire, you might want to tap them on the shoulder today and say, would you like to be a team member with me today? Doesn't mean you have to do anything, but just commit to being in a team that's going to, I can hold you to truth of amazing, brilliant, and clever, or whatever you want. And I'd like you to hold me as this. And we'll just check in with each other on every Sunday. It's easy. Or get in one of the classes. See, before life shows up, we can start our day expecting and accepting greater good to guide each and every one of us. But when we're in a team, it really helps. And Jesus the Christ taught that life is a great game of giving and receiving. What we give, what we think, we will receive. You see, that person years ago, she believed that her life was done, was over. I'm sure glad she didn't totally believe that. So the question I'm going to ask you this morning is, what beliefs are you repeating? And is there a belief that you're repeating that really doesn't work for you? Leave it off in the fire of the bowl. So let's expect the best. Expect doors to open. We are surrounded by and living in the favor of God. Let's live with boldness. Let's expect possibilities. This whole group over here that's singing, there was a couple of them, and I think it was Marianne that said, or Joy, who said, really want to take what we know in this community out to the outer world. And they started talking about it. What if we sang? Guess what? Their idea is working for them. Let us each be amazed by the goodness of God working in our lives. So let's check this morning. How committed are you? How committed are you to yourself? Everybody breathe. If you leave here feeling better, and you're committed to growing your life in a positive direction, living from your super consciousness, are you willing to commit to that today? I don't need an answer. You're the only one that needs to answer that. See, because I invite you, if you're committed to living your life differently than you are right now, then I'm going to ask you to commit to every Sunday coming here for the next 6 weeks. Because this is how we change our life. This is how we change the direction. That we say, I'm committed to coming here for 6 weeks to make a change in who I am, to listen to the good news, to listen to what I need to do in my own personal life to make it be different. And if you can't be here, then you can get on our new website and you can listen to the talks. You can listen to Reverend Suzanne. You can listen to myself. Because it's like, how are you going to support you in growing in a greater way? Support you in a new thinking pattern. The next 6 weeks, we will be committing to the greater good, not only for you, but for this whole community. We have a lot of wonderful things taking place here. We are finally going to get, pretty soon, some new plumbing in that bathroom. Hallelujah! Now, that's been something we have been wanting for a really long time. We found somebody. Prayer works. This guy loves to work with old plumbing. Hallelujah. There are changes taking place here. And not only in your life, but in the lives of the people sitting next to you. And we're seeing that growing. So again, I invite you, if you have an empty chair next to you, see somebody sitting in it. Because we know this stuff works. And we know that who we are and who we're becoming is greater than who we were yesterday. I'm living proof of it, and so is Reverend Suzanne. I love that I have the opportunity to watch you all grow. And you get the opportunity to watch me grow. So let's take that into prayer. So we just take this moment. And we say thank you, Father, Mother, God. Thank you, Divine Spirit of Life. It is ever present, it is here, it is now, it is the life that lives within me, lives within you. And we breathe deeply into that. Whoa, I am the beloved place where God shows up. Unique, special, individualized. And where there is a need for a healing, I call forth that miracle working power of God to renew, to restore whatever area in your life that is desiring greater support. And that support of your loved ones, your family, your friends, and our beloved Carol. We know right where everyone is, God is. There is no place where God is not. And we commit today to our individual super consciousness within us, around us, and for our greater and greater good. And the greater good of this community. Because where our love goes is what grows. And so I'm just knowing and accepting that the infinite wisdom that lives within you and lives within me is that that guides us through our daily lives in a greater way than ever before. For we are blessed and we are a blessing. And so I just release this, my word, into that ever-living, loving law of God that always says yes, returning to and through each and every one of us, multiplied, magnified, spilling over. We are full of it and we're proud of it. And if you're in agreement, please join me in saying, and so it is. Amen.